Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. And I'm grateful that you have joined me today. If you have been reading the New Testament with us, did you know that we are in our 10th week of consistently reading the New Testament? That's awesome. By God's grace, He has sustained us. And we have been running and maybe sometimes trying to catch up. But the point isn't necessarily to make sure you've checked off today's reading, though that's a good thing. The point is to keep reading, to keep hearing His voice, to keep receiving what He has to say to us day by day. And I want to encourage you to keep going. And this is especially important for our time today because every Christian needs continual encouragements to persevere. The call of the Christian life is a tough one, and it's a costly one. It's a call to die to the old godless way of life we all once lived in, and to live in the newness of life Christ has purchased for us by Him dying on the cross. And it is not easy. But I think you can agree with me, and I know, that it is a breath of fresh air when someone who has run the race for a lot longer turns around for just a moment, at least just a moment, or runs right alongside me and says, "Keep running." Welcome to the second letter of Paul to Timothy. This might be one of the last letters Paul wrote. And as you read it, you will get a sense that he is preparing to die and meet the Lord. At this point in his ministry, he is almost certainly in prison in Rome, and he's awaiting a long due audience in his appeal to Caesar. And in God's providence, that Caesar is Nero. And if you know anything about the Roman emperors, Nero ranks near or at the top of the crazy list, and he had a bloodthirsty position toward Christians. Just go look it up, it's crazy. According to church tradition, Paul, after that audience, was executed under Nero. But before Paul dies, he is determined to pass the baton on to Timothy. So 2 Timothy is Paul's final written call to his protege. Timothy, run your race and run it well. As Christians are faithful to God's calling for them, there are going to be difficulties. Paul wants Timothy, and we get the privilege to learn from this discipling relationship pictured in this letter to do three things to keep going, to keep running. And I think the letter is divided along these lines. So first, Paul calls Timothy to first accept his calling as God's servant. If we don't know that God has a plan and that we've been designed and gifted to be part of it, we're going to have a hard time living that way and running. Second, Timothy should show himself an approved worker who is equipped by the Scripture, as Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And thirdly, Timothy should follow Paul's example and heed his final instructions. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." May God grant that to be said of all of us. Throughout this letter, Paul uses running imagery to capture a key of the Christian life: faithfulness. Keep running, Paul says, and he gives several encouragements of faithfulness for Timothy. He charges Timothy to be faithful with the word and the ministry of the word entrusted to him. Paul cites his own faithfulness and the faithfulness of fellow ministers whom Timothy knows of the gospel to encourage Timothy to be faithful. Ultimately, though, all of that is couched under the absolute faithfulness of God, whom Timothy follows and is to proclaim. God wants all of his children to experience what Paul looked forward to and told Timothy to go for in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, where he says, "The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Faithfulness is the race run loving the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our greatest help to run that race of faithfulness, to continue faithfulness, comes from one place. It comes from God's mouth. Yeah, you got it. The Bible we're reading from is from God to help us keep going. As Paul calls Timothy to continue in the word as he lives and ministers, he says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, "The time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." But Paul charges Timothy, he equips Timothy, he encourages Timothy. In verse 5, he says, "As for you, always be sober-minded in the scriptures. Endure suffering, as the scriptures have said. Do the work of an evangelist because of the power of the scriptures. Fulfill your ministry to proclaim the gospel of Christ revealed in the scriptures." Our greatest help to running faithfully is the word of God from God himself. This is the keep going letter to us from one of the faithful runners who faithfully finished the race. And my desire and our desire should be that we would all be encouraged to keep going for the long haul in our life with Jesus, hearing his voice and faithfully living because of his faithfulness to us. So as we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the second letter to Timothy. Father in heaven, thank you that you have shown yourself faithful to your people. Please grant us, as we read this letter, understanding and encouragement by your Holy Spirit to persevere faithfully in this life you've called us to. Help us to see it as the greatest race we can run and to see you as our great goal for running faithfully. Help us to do it, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I am enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let me encourage you. Keep reading. Keep being faithful with it. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.